Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Friday, August 7th. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by Up5 Media.
And to kick it off this Friday morning, let's start off with some good news. We had the lowest number of initial jobless claim filings in nearly 5 months, and now the unemployment rate has fallen to 10.6%. However, some experts believe we're not in the clear just yet, as one popular theory is that unemployed workers have been discouraged from filing for jobless claims since the extended unemployment benefits have been discontinued. Once lawmakers agree on a new coronavirus stimulus bill, we could see a resurgence in the number of initial claims filed, and I'm just hoping this isn't actually the case.
And our second story for the day comes from T-Mobile, which is steadily working its way toward becoming the number one powerhouse among U.S. cell phone carriers. The company just shimmied their way into the number two slot, passing its rival AT&T after data showed that T-Mobile finished out the month of June with 98.3 million U.S. customers compared to just 92.9 million for AT&T. And from the sounds of it, listeners, T-Mobile has no plans of slowing down. Earlier this year, they completed one of the largest deals that we've seen from the industry in years after closing out a merger with Sprint back in April. And now T-Mobile's chief executive is claiming, quote, "We're staring down Verizon with our sights set on the number one spot."
And we all know that President Trump has a lot of tools in his toolbox, but his favorite one seems to be tariffs. The trade barrier has already led to a multi-year trade war with China, which, if you forgot, is still going on. But now the Trump administration also seems to be focusing some of its attention back over to Canada. President Trump has announced his plan to reimpose aluminum tariffs on Canada because, quote unquote, they were taking advantage of us as usual. Now, the timing of this announcement is kind of ironic given that the U.S. just implemented a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada a month ago.
Well, it sounds like White House officials had their hands full yesterday because on top of issuing the new Canadian tariffs that Simi just mentioned, they were also crafting up new ways to crack down on China. Over the past few weeks, we've seen the Trump administration do everything from put pressure on Beijing all the way to shutting down the Houston consulate. And now White House officials are planning to force Chinese companies with shares traded on U.S. stock indexes to abide by American auditing standards. Chinese companies such as Alibaba and Baidu have together raised tens of billions of dollars by tapping into U.S. capital markets. And if they plan to keep ringing in the checks for years to come, they are now going to have to comply with the new standards by 2022 or find a new place to sell stock.
And we're going to end the week talking about Uber. The ride-sharing company had an absolutely disappointing quarter as they experienced a 75% decrease in gross bookings. Now, what this really means is that people just aren't using Uber because of statewide lockdowns or other coronavirus-related impacts. However, there is one bright spot here. Uber Eats is doing fantastic as the division has doubled its growth since last year. And since the company is acquiring Postmates, it should help them cut costs along the way. Anyway, that's all we've got for you today, but I hope everyone has a great weekend, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Monday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.